Yeah, there was some of them just had one joint in place. But now there was some in the bigger wagons. I believe they had about four, according to how many spokes there was in the wheel.
Did you ever do that kind of work? Mending wagon wheels?
No, I never did do that kind of work.
Nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
sack
made out of
paper.
What did flour used to come in?
Well, it used to come in barrels a long time ago. They called them barrels. Well, I think maybe they seem like they called them, some of them, hog heads. You ever hear that?
What was that?
Well, it was something like a barrel.
Was it bigger or smaller or what?
Well, I think it was smaller than a regular barrel. But I don't remember what the...
What would say 24 pounds of flour come in?
Well, that'd come in a sack. But I was trying to think about how many they put in a barrel, but I don't remember. But that's the way it used to come, because I've been to Providence over my daddy when we lived down here on Sandy Bird Farm once a year. That's all you went to town.
Just once a year?
Once a year. And you got a barrel of flour, what you're going to use.
How far from town did you live?
Well, it was, I imagine, from where we lived out here, the way we come, it is probably 10 miles.
From where you lived to Providence?
Yeah. Something like that, about 10 miles.
I bet it was a real big deal going to town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was there another small town that you'd go to, or was it always Providence?
Well, now, where we went to school at Bellwood, there was a post office and a little store there. Small little store. If you had a nickel, you could go there and buy something. But they done mowed a big buy in Provincial.
Was Provincial your mailing address?
No, then it was Bellwood. They had a post office there.
And something that feed used to come in, if you buy feed for animals.
Well, it'd come in sacks.
What kind of sacks?
Well, then we called them grass sacks or toe sacks, whatever you want to call them. Most people called them grass sacks, and some called them toe sacks.
What did you call them?
Well, I mostly called them a toe sack.
What about croaker sack or gunny sack?
Well, what they called a croaker sack or a gunny sack, that was a big old thick sack.
It was different?
Yeah, from the regular grass sack, we called them. It was, well, it just made out of heavier stuff.
Say if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
Well, don't let him in, you generally call it a bushel. You generally carry a bushel, not less than a bushel.
Did you ever hear people say a turn of corn?
Yeah. That is a bushel, about what you carry, a bushel.
They call that a
turn or whatever you want to call it. Or a milling of corn.
What if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You say you had
arm load.
And on a wagon?
Wagon load.
What if it wasn't a full load? You say you just had a
piece of a load. Something like that, or part of a longer.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that called?
Jag.
How big is a jag?
Oh, it's just a few pieces.
Could you carry it in your arm?
No, you couldn't carry a jag in your arm, but you put on a wagon.
And if you opened up a bottle, you wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
What would you call it if it's made out of glass?
The top, bottle top.